Long time no see. It's me, SpongeBob. I love you. Here is a promotional message.
This episode is brought to you by Funnables. Funnables aren't just fruit snacks. Every bite your child takes is fuel to spark their imagination, taking them from a wild unicorn space mission to a deep sea dive into a rainbow river. Funnables are made with 7.1% real fruit puree and are an excellent source of vitamins A, C, and E. So anytime, any place, make snack time playtime with Funnables fruit snacks. Have fun, eat it too. Visit funnablesnacks.com to shop now.
Thanks for listening. Here we go.
Microbytes, a We Fix Space Junk miniseries. Episode 1, A Gift for a Friend.
Is that a coffee maker? Hello? Hello? Oh, God. My ship's haunted. I knew it would happen. Who's there?
Oh, I didn't realise you were awake.
What are you... Haroldson.
Yes?
Are you using that creepy robot arm again?
Yes.
Why?
So I can make things.
So you can make things?
I'm an artist. Where do you think your Christmas present came from?
And what are you doing now?
I'm making a thing!
You're making a thing?
I'm making a body.
Body. Are you going to use it to kill me?
Why would I kill you?
I don't know. Everyone seems to want to kill me.
Well, I don't. You're my friend.
Right. Okay, so... why the coffee machine?
Well, you don't drink coffee. I thought it wasn't a big sacrifice to make.
Well, maybe I'd like to drink coffee one day.
How old are you, Jolt?
I don't actually know.
Don't you think that, well, if you were going to drink coffee, then you would have maybe started by now?
Yeah, okay, fine. So, why are you...
Oh, it's not for me. It's for my friend.
Your friend?
You know, Dax?
Oh, so it's for an AI that actively hates me. Brilliant.
Oh, he doesn't hate you.
Really?
I mean, he doesn't like you.
Right.
At all, really.
Great.
You know, he's also been instrumental in saving your life multiple times.
Good point.
Well, you know, he's been feeling trapped and I just, you know, want help.
Okay, fine, go on then. But ask next time you take anything apart. This is almost as bad as the time the scorpions went missing.
about that.
In the first episode of Microbytes, a We Fix Space Junk miniseries, Jolt was played by Hedley Knights and Haroldson was played by James Carney. The programme was written by Beth Crane and produced by Hedley Knights for Battlebird Productions. This season wouldn't have been possible without the kind support of all of our patrons. This episode is dedicated to Nicholas Chatelain. To support the show, visit battlebird.productions. In next week's episode, we catch up with Coffee when she serves an unexpected customer.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Dum Dums and Dice would like to welcome you into the Mythos Mysteries, a live play Pulp Cthulhu podcast where improvisers and comedians venture into dangers beyond their wildest imagining. Our story begins with two erstwhile companions on a long and winding road. They think they are fleeing danger, but greater horror awaits them when they arrive. For they are not just running away from mortal danger, but towards the Mythos Mysteries.
Whoever you are, we're not scared of you.
You hear a voice from inside that says, "Please, help. I'm inside the dresser, help."
Now I need you to listen to my very explicit instructions here, Adrian.
Okay.
Please ready your punch and fists.
Yeah, they're always ready.
Now I'm gonna open the door.
Okay.
And we're gonna look inside the dresser.
What if we don't? Could we not?
I need you to be brave for me.
Okay.
You were always very brave.
Okay. So we're gonna open the door and you're gonna look in the dresser and
yes.
Then what?
And then if I tell you to,
yep.
We're gonna punch it.
The dresser? You said I had to be very, you said explicit.
If there is someone in the dresser.
I'm punching.
We're going to punch him.
What if it's a ghost?
Well, then we're going to have ourselves a fun time. So,
like a party?
Like a birthday party.
Okay, so we'll do some dancing and there will be a cake. Hopefully the ghost brought it.
Yes.
Okay, I can do this.
Okay. I'm going to open the door now.
Okay.
I'm going to open the door.
You open the door and the dresser is back upright, all the drawers are back inside, but now it is next to the window, and the bed is in a different corner.
Of course it is.
And the blood is pooling on the floor instead of the ceiling. It's dripping up.
The Mythos Mysteries. Episodes are available now.